Welcome back to episode 15 of the Flying Dogs podcast. I'm Lou.
And I'm Rachel.
And today we are going to sort of take it right back, aren't we, Rach? And we're going to talk about how we started at Flyball.
Yeah.
And how we found the club.
Yes.
So I started when the club was founded, actually seven years ago now, I think. Yeah, just had our 7 year anniversary this year. So yeah, I started 7 years ago. My sister sort of formed the committee back then. She was on the committee with some other friends. And I thought, oh, what is this Flyball? I thought, I quite like the sound of it. And obviously seen it on TV before, like Cruft and stuff. And just thought, yeah, I'd quite like to get involved in that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I went along with my dog and just saw what it was all about, really. We trained in Clandon Junction then. We had a barn. It was a rather filthy barn. That we used to train in. We'd come home and we were all like full of dirt from the barn. So I remember blowing my nose and my nose was like all brown. It was a bit dirty, but it was good. It was a good place to start and start learning all about flyball. But what I knew then was completely different to what I know now. Like, everything was so different back then. You think only 7 years ago, 7 years ago was a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
but the rules, I've only been doing it 2 years, and you know, there's been real changes in the 2 years that I've been there. So,
yeah,
they do change a lot.
Yeah. So, how did you come across us, Rach? How did you find us?
Well, so I had a collie before Steve, called Max, and when I had Max, I wanted to do flyball with him, but then I just sort of never did, and I had young children then, so it probably wouldn't have worked too well. I'd always watch it on Crofts every year, and I always loved it, and I always thought, oh my god, Max would be so good, but he had issues anyway. He wasn't very well, he had a bad heart.
Aww.
So when we got Steve, I was like, right, I'm going to look into this flyball. So I thought, oh, do you know what, I'm going to Google it, and what are the chances there's going to be a flyball club local to me,
right near you? Yeah.
What are the chances? So I thought, but let's Google it anyway. So I did, and it came up with Coom Conweg.
Yay.
And at the time it was in
Dizzeth. Yep, we were.
So I was like, what are the chances? So mm-hmm. I sent an email.
Mm-hmm.
And you did. Yourself replied.
I did.
And it was you were full.
Oh, we were full.
But you kept you told me you would email if any spaces come up.
Right,
and to be fair, you did email.
Aww.
And I received that email saying, you know, oh, we've had a space open up.
Oh, that's good.
Would I be interested in coming?
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, that was it.
Oh,
so I
brilliant.
Paid my £10. And
yes, came to a little taster session.
I did, and came to my taster session, and that was it.
Yeah. I remember meeting you actually. I remember when you came.
Yeah,
first came. I thought, oh my goodness. This dog. I've never come across a dog like this before.
Yeah, he's unique, shall we say.
He was a bit of a challenge, wasn't he?
He still is. Yeah.
We're still flyball now. He knows what to do now.
I think that's the frustrating thing with him is he does know how to flyball, and when he wants to, he can do it well.
He can. He really can.
Yeah. However, Steve has turned the end bit into a bit of a game.
Yeah, it's the end bit, isn't it? The flyball bit, the whole go down the jumps, get the ball out the box, come back.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's the bit that comes next.
Yeah. It's the getting the ball back off him, because he's got his reward.
Yeah,
he's gone down there and he's done it. He's proud. He's got his ball.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't want to give it up.
Nope.
So he comes back and he's like, no. You're not catching me because you're not taking that ball off me.
Do you remember that one competition? I think it was a BFA comp. Was it Cheshire Polo Club? When we went to Blue Sky, it was a Blue Skies competition, Cheshire Polo Club.
Yeah.
Remember we had 2 days there. The Saturday we were racing foundation, and the Sunday the league were racing. Obviously the league didn't get to race completely because the day got called off with the weather.
Oh yes.
But we had the foundation Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And so I was running Honey in the team as well, and you had Steve going as fourth dog.
Yeah.
And then do you remember one of the times, or a couple of the times, when I caught him in the ring?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. You'd creep up at the back of him when he wasn't looking and grab him.
Forget about my own dog.
Honey was just sat there like. Yeah.
my own dog, and then I quickly run up behind him and grab him. Got you. And yeah, game over. Line up and get ready to do it again.
Yeah, little menace he is.
Aw. But yeah, he did present his challenges at first, didn't he, when you first came?
Yeah, he was, his instincts of a collie are very strong.
Yeah.
Well, he is. He's a working collie, so he does round sheep up. So
yes,
when he first came, all he knew how to do was run round in circles.
Trying to
round everybody up.
Round everybody up and all the equipment as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so he did present his challenges, he got there, and you know, with all the training, and all the knowledge of you guys, and everyone chipping in,
we all came together.
Yeah, he did get there, and we sort of showed trust the process, and you know,
exactly. Yeah, yeah, as Nikki
says, he did get there.
Yeah, because we all sort of were a bit baffled by him at first. As what? Yeah. How do we train this collie who is herding us and everything to actually jump straight on the chute and jump off the chute? Because he used to go off the sides, didn't he? Off the back,
run round it.
Yeah. And we're a bit like, Auntie Sam from Livewires, help. Have you ever had a dog like this before? What can we do? But yeah, we've sort of had a few sort of training tips and stuff, haven't we, from other people as well. And every bit of information has been vital, I think, from all trainers and different people in the flyball world. We've all sort of, we've brought it all together to Conway, and we've overcome it with him.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's actually raced, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's raced as part of a foundation team.
Yeah.
And you've raced him in
singles.
Little league singles. Imagine Honey ever being a
sub 4. It'd look a bit strange, Honey, in the sub 4. I don't think it would look natural, Honey, running that fast.
I don't think it would, no. Everybody would be a bit like, wow, who is this?
Yeah.
And then they'd hear me shouting and they'd know who it is.
I think you'd do more than shout if Honey ran a sub 4.
Yeah, I would lay lots of eggs, wouldn't I?
Definitely.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, bless her. She's got one of her fastest ever times this year.
Yeah.
I want to say 5.83, but that's line to line. We won't include my start.
No, let's not include your start.
No, because sometimes I tend to give Nikki a bit of a ooh moment. And did I mention I've got rolling start this year?
No,
I don't think you did. Not, no,
was that
no.
after you were told not to push your starts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because I'd already had back then, this was in Easter at the UKFL Easter competition in Anglesey and Mona. And I'd already had an early false start then. And you still had early false starts. That's obviously a rule change, like you say, that's just come in recently. Sort of about a month ago, I think. It came in now in singles, a pair racing. I think it's in pairs as well. I think it was pairs in UKFL.
Oh, I can't remember
her. It's definitely singles anyway, so it's definitely singles that you don't get a false start anymore.
No.
So if you go before the light's obviously gone green, you've got a fault, and that's not a clean leg. You can practice, you can do on your as part of your like warm up, you can ask, I'd like a practice go on the lights, and the pair of you can race as normal. But that time doesn't count. So say if you've got a roller in that doesn't count. If your dog, whatever time you got, that doesn't count. So yeah, I'd already had my early, and I let go of Honey, and I really, if you watch the video back, you can see my face, my moment where you look at the lights and that time at the back, and it said 0.00. And even the guy, I think it was it Tom from, I think it might have been Tom from Junkyard, was on the line, and he even looked at me and looked at the lights as if to say, oh, I thought she'd gone early then.
Yeah.
But I hadn't, I got a roller. And then I ran back, really happy, looked at Nikki, and Nikki just looked at me. She didn't even have to say a word. I knew, move back. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Because you've had your early.
Welded on your roller.
You welded on your roller. Yeah. Because I said to her in the end, you know, were you happy? Were you proud of me that I did that? And she was like, yes, but you'd already had your early, Louise. But yeah, as it worked out, it was okay. And I got all late clean, I think, on that one. And the fastest, line time was 5.8 something, but obviously not including my start. But, yeah. So Really tough for that. Really tough for that.
How was Honey in the early days? Was she easy to train?
No. She would go really slow over the jumps, sort of little hops as she does now, still hops. She would get down to where the box is, obviously because we trained in the barn. So on that sort of that ground, it was just sort of dirt basically, in the barn, because there was horses in the barn, kept in the barn. Obviously not when we were there. The horses were elsewhere then. Otherwise, I would not be in that barn. People don't know me. And she wouldn't like it that the ball's on the floor. It's a dirty, dirty, dirty ball.
She doesn't like dirty balls
No.
now, though, does she?
No. She's a Cheshire girl.
Yeah, she
She's a
is.
Cheshire girl
She
through and
is.
through. So, yeah, she would pick it up only if she had to. And if it was quite clean, she'd pick it up, turn around, and sort of slowly come back. So I had to sort of think of ways of how can I get this dog quicker back to me down the lanes. So I tried quite a few different rods. One that I found worked quite well was Premier cheese, so squeezy cheese.
Oh,
So she used to have to come back for squeezy cheese.
I've
Yeah, have you not?
never thought of using that. That's a really
Yeah.
good idea.
Some people still use like Premier and squeezy cheese and other sort of treats like paste like
Yeah.
that as well for your foodie dogs. But yeah, it worked well until a competition that we went to. I think it was a monkeys competition then, who are finesse now, so it's monkeys, BFA. And I had the cheese in my pocket, my gelée pocket, running her in and out, da, 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 da. Next minute I look, the cheese is all there in my pocket.
Oh no.
I haven't put the lid back on. It's all there in my pocket. So I thought, right, I need a plan B now. So that's when then I thought of sausages. So she has little cocktail sausages now as a reward. And she
Oh.
only gets them for fly ball, so I only give her sausages a reward for fly ball. So yeah, that works really well for her. And cheese now and again, but not chicken. We can't have chicken, can we,
You
Riggs?
can't have chicken
Can't have
anymore.
chicken. Because we actually.
Although you don't realize how much dog food and treats has got chicken in.
Yeah, you
If you
don't.
actually look at
Yeah.
the ingredients, it will say that
Yeah.
there's chicken.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so you could have a salmon treat, for example, but it's got traces of chicken in it.
Yeah.
It's got little bits in it. So we've obviously got a couple of dogs, I want to say. Mabs is definitely allergic to chicken, isn't
Yeah,
he?
Olive.
Olive? Olive
Olive's
allergic to
allergic.
chicken?
Yes.
Oh gosh. And then I think we've got, who else is there? We've got one of our other dogs who's, oh, it's Digger. Jackie with Digger. She's got quite a sensitive tummy, isn't she? So we've got
Yeah.
to be careful what treats we do have. Obviously, we can't drop any treats when we're in the ring. Obviously, training is slightly different, but it still attracts the dogs, and obviously, no chicken. So we operate at Conwy now, a no chicken policy for dog treats, anyway.
Yeah.
I actually had chicken today.
Did you?
I did, yeah. A chicken sandwich for lunch. But I was allowed it because Mabs wasn't there, so it was okay. And Olive, Digger.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was good. So yeah, so that's a little bit about our sort of flyball journeys and how we've come to the club now. So what do you think we've learned as individuals, since being like you've been at the club now for 2 years? What have you sort of learned, do you think, about flyball and about the club or anything in particular?
That's a good
I can
question.
see you're full of knowledge there, right?
I
Come on, dig
mean,
deep now, dig deep.
yeah.
Come on, come
I've
on.
learned loads.
You have,
I
yeah.
have, yeah, no. Yeah, you don't, I mean, flyball is one of those things that you don't realize sort of how addictive it is.
No,
You know,
yep.
it's, and it's the competitions that will really, you know, once
Duh,
you've been to
yeah.
a comp,
Oh, yeah.
that's it. You catch the bug,
You
don't
do.
you?
You definitely do. And we said that to you, didn't we? We said,
Yeah.
come along to a competition, see what it's all like.
Yeah.
And that's without you even having Steve in the ring. You came along, didn't you? It
I
was
did.
Hostelstry, was it?
It was Oswestry, yeah, Stormy's Comp.
Stormy's Comp, yeah.
Yeah, and I camped.
You camped,
I did.
in a
I didn't
tent?
just come for the day.
No,
I
yeah.
threw myself in
You
right in.
did. Fair play. We
Yeah.
thought, oh, she's keen.
Yeah.
She's come along to help. She's got a tent. She's here.
Yeah, I did, and that was it. I didn't want to leave the dog on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
You have done since, obviously, with Steve, but
but not the lead team.
no, it's different, isn't it? Because obviously, foundation, you're down for like clean runs. You want to make sure you get your clean runs. Yeah, you could maybe do a little cross, but you don't aim for nose to nose at the gate
No,
like you do with league.
and both with Steve and I run Steve. I sort of, yeah, I always think, oh God, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna do it? Is he just gonna run off? Is he just gonna come not come back to me? Is he gonna go and see the other dog?
Yeah.
Steve, I'm like, Please be good.
Yeah, please just come get the ball and come back to me, please. That's
Yeah.
all we want. Which he does, to be fair, you
He
know,
does.
Rach, he
Yeah,
does.
he does.
The only time where he's maybe shot across the other side is because the ball's
Yes.
fired out of the box and he's
Yeah.
just not caught it and he's gone, I need that ball.
I
It's gone over
mean,
there.
the one thing I can say about Steve is he will always bring that ball back.
He will, yeah.
He will never
Come back down
come
without a
back
ball.
without that ball.
No. No.
No matter, and that was what, when he ran into the other lane, you know, he chased that ball. He got the ball, but then he couldn't get back because he couldn't work out where the gap was in the netting.
In the netting,
And then
yeah,
he got
obviously. In,
panicked, and then he
yeah.
couldn't, yeah. So
So
that
he was
was a
running
bit.
up and down their side for a bit, wasn't
Yeah,
he?
yeah.
But we got him. We
We
managed
did.
to get him back.
We
Yeah,
did.
I know, it's fine. We apologised to the other team that that happened. But yeah, and then we raced again and he was fine.
Yeah.
He was really good. I think something that I've learnt over my 7 years in flyball is patience. And like Nikki says now, trust the process.
Yeah.
I think because you think sometimes you've got a dog that's a bit of a head scratcher. Like, what on earth? Where do we go next with this dog? And you either pick something up at a competition that you see another team do, and maybe a pre-cadet or ring time, and you think, oh my God, I think that could work. That
Yeah.
could work for that dog. Why don't we try that? Or you'll have somebody else watching your pre-cadet, your ring time, and go, they'll say, oh, why don't you try this? Why haven't you done that before? And it's like, oh my goodness, why?
Yeah.
Why didn't we do that? And then
Yeah.
all of a sudden, bump, click. And we've clicked, and the dog's clicked, and then you've got success, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's I can remember thinking, God, how do you get that dog to run down those jumps,
Yeah.
jump on that box, grab that, catch that ball when
Yeah.
it when it's triggered,
Yeah.
bring it back over all
Yeah.
jumps. You know, it was like, this is never going to happen, but it does, and
It does.
it does.
It does, yeah. Because I didn't think I was going to get where I am now with Honey.
Yeah.
You know, all those years back, the way she would just sort of lollop down the lane, think about possibly bringing a ball back, and then just sort of lollop back to me. But now she's, you know, she races. She's woofing at the start line, as everybody hears when she is in the ring. Everybody knows when me and Honey are around, because you can hear both of us. We're not quiet, are we?
No.
I think it's a sport though that, yeah, some people are quiet because the dog knows, like Steve, the dog knows what to do. So you don't need to shout at Steve loads of times to go and get his ball and come back.
No, he psychs himself up
Yeah,
enough.
he knows because he's got that like stare collie, hasn't he?
Yeah.
As quite a lot of the collies do. They know the ball's run straight down there and come straight back. But whereas Honey's a bit like, what? Huh? What's going on? Who are you? Where's the ball? What am I supposed to do? Which is a bit like me sometimes. I'm a bit like, what? What's going on?
Hello.
Because my initials, SLO, those that don't know, my first name's actually Samantha, and I'm obviously on Facebook. I'm Sammy Lou on Facebook, so people do call me Sammy, which is fine because it's my name. I'll still answer to it, but yeah, SLO. So slow by name, slow by nature is what I say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do live up to that, don't I, though?
Yeah.
My trait.
And Honey does.
And it, we do. See, we come as a pair.
Yeah, yeah,
We
yeah.
come as a
Has
pair.
Honey got a middle name?
No.
So she's just Ho.
Just her. Oh God, never thought about it like that. I don't know. She's just, I don't know. She's just special, isn't she? All our dogs are special, though, aren't they? We can say that about all our dogs. You know, they are definitely. So yeah, I say that's what I've learned. Definitely patience. Patience is a virtue. Trust the process. If you think now at your club, if you're listening to this now, that you've got a dog that's a bit of a head scratcher, you really don't know what to do, or the owner is thinking, oh, I might just give up. Do not give up. That's one bit of advice I think I'd give out, is do not give up. Because I think you can get to that point. It might take you a few months, it might take you a year. But if you persevere with that dog, and speak to like lots of different people, because everyone in the flyball community is quite friendly, aren't we? So
Oh yeah, definitely.
yeah, you know, what works for one team might also work for our team, or what works for somebody else might not work. You know, we'd like speak to each other, don't we, at like cons and
Yeah.
stuff, and ask each other, because I know recently we've had some help in some of our PCs with Olive, like when we were at the Stormies comp. We had Daryl come in the ring, and he offered some help, and he was really good. He said, oh, you can use our big shoot for your PCs. So we had the Stormy's shootout, and we were using that with Olive, and quite a lot of it, what he was saying, resonated with Hannah and Olive, and it worked. And you know, now we've taken that back to us, and we're continuing it with her training and lots of different things, and bits of what Daryl said, it makes sense, and then bits of who, you know, like Auntie Sam from Livewires will also make sense, because obviously Livewires have got Olive's brother, haven't they?
Yes, and Maverick.
Maverick, yeah, which is Stephen and Georgia and little Brookie's dog.
Yeah.
So yes, you know, different things work, so I think that's good to speak to everybody in the flyball community. So yeah, never give up, I'd say.
No, and
Never give up.
any dog can fly ball. You know,
Yes.
it's not all about the fastest dog. It's
No.
not all about the sub fours. It's
No.
not all about, you know, the border whippets.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is. It's nice to have a fast dog, and it's nice to be getting those sub fours.
Oh yeah.
But actually, it's not all about that, and
No.
it's not always speed that wins.
No,
You
it's
know,
not, as I've proven.
exactly.
Clean runs,
Yeah,
please stay clean.
you know, you could be the fastest team.
Yeah.
You know, you could be the fastest team in the world.
Yeah.
You know, but if your dog's not clean, you're
No.
not winning.
No.
So it's not all about having,
No, it's
you
not, is
know.
it?
Don't be thinking, oh, you know, my dog's not really fast, so you know, maybe it's not a good thing. It's not,
Yeah.
it's definitely not all
No.
about the speed.
No,
It's
it's not.
you know, any dog can fly ball, and you know, look at Honey, you know,
Yeah.
just proves any dog can
Yeah,
fly ball,
definitely.
you
You
know.
know, and I persevered with her. I thought, I'm definitely want to get there to league. I want her racing. You know, and she's 12 soon.
She is. I know we have a bit of a joke, don't we, saying that Honey's been fly balling for 74 years, and
74 years, yeah. We're
with
probably
it,
in dog years when you think about it. So, you
well,
know,
yeah,
since the club started, because she's been with us since the club started, you know, 7 years ago. So yeah, it probably is about 70 odd years.
bless her, and her longest ever singles race.
Yeah, that was, when was that? Was that last year?
It was last year,
Last
yeah,
year.
in Livewires,
Livewires competition in Sutton.
yeah. That was funny.
It was. It wasn't funny at the time. So Honey was racing singles, and because she wasn't in the team then, there wasn't enough dogs to make it a second lead team then. So I was racing her in singles, and she went down, triggered the box, didn't she? The ball then fired out,
Yep.
and she didn't catch it. And she
Nope.
thought, "Oh, what's that smell? Some nice smells down here. I'm just gonna do some hoovering." So what'd she do? Went round the box, didn't she? Round the back of the
She
box.
did. In the meantime, I was on the box. I was box
Oh,
loading. It was
was
me.
it
Yeah.
you?
And that we're just, because you can't indicate to the box, or you can't
No, because
lean
it was league.
forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just stood on the box and my hands behind my back, just, Honey, get the ball. Honey, get your ball. Honey, get your ball. Honey, honey. Eventually.
Eventually, yeah, I was really getting a bit thinger on the line there. I thought, right, I'm just gonna have to go and get her. And Nikki was there, and she stopped me. She said, "No, you wait for her. We'll keep calling her. We'll keep trying." And obviously, you as the box owner were trying, but
Yeah.
like you say, you can't, because it's league. You're not allowed to point and things
No,
at the ball,
no.
and you can't get off the box to show her there is
No,
the ball.
no.
Get it
So she
there,
had to try and find
find
it.
it
Yeah.
once she finished hoovering.
Yep.
And she did.
And bless her heart, she came back over all four jumps.
She did, in the right order with the ball
For a clean run.
for a clean run. She did. It was about 70 odd seconds, mind, but
Yeah, it was.
we did it. We did it.
So Honey's a record breaker
She
soon.
is, yes. And that's something that I will hold, and I love that. Obviously, not didn't love it at the time, but now. And we actually won a level three award that day as well.
We did. It wasn't. Was it because we'd done
No,
so.
we'd also, yeah, we'd got, I'm not sure if
Did
it
we
was
get a
that
team
weekend.
one?
Yeah, we did. We got a team one. So I'm not sure if that's the same weekend that we were all
I can't
kept
remember.
falling. Those of you even that have heard us talk about that before. Yeah, we had a few mishaps.
You're not a true Conway member if you haven't fallen over
That's very true. Very
at
true.
some point.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was a few falls that weekend. And Honey actually got a level three. I can't remember which award it was now. I think it was it the Quinn Award for most improved? Or was it the Shadow? Oh, I don't know. No, or was it the Inca? There's the Quinn Award, the Shadow Award, and the Inca Award. I think it was the Inca Award for the biggest character.
Could have been.
Presented by Donna Cully, Turney, for entertaining everybody with the longest, probably one of the longest ever times for a singles. 70-odd seconds.
Yeah.
But it was clean. We did it. It was clean.
It was clean and it counted.
And it counted, yeah. There we go. So, yeah. So it's worth it. It's completely worth it. All these little things you think, never going to get there. Never going to get there. You are.
Yeah.
You will. We just can't tell you how long it'll take.
No, because they're all different. And they all, they all come with their own challenges. Mm. And, you know, some pick it up almost instantly.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
Whereas others, you know, take a bit longer. And that's fine, you know, that they're all different. And
yeah, definitely.
You know, they all, make us smile in their own different way.
Oh, they do. They do. And I think that's something we say to newbies as well, isn't it? That anyone who comes along to the club for a taster session is that people have asked me before, oh, how long will it take until my dog's doing this? You know, doing a turn on the box and get the ball. I honestly can't tell you. It depends on lots of different things. Your dog's sort of obedience level,
yeah,
as to if they've got the recall. The dog, if they've got a bit of a ball drive there, obviously you need the ball drive. And just, I would say down to the breed sometimes. But like you say, any dog can fly a ball, so it's not specifically breed related. It's just how quick they pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know until you try it, and you try training a dog how quick they'll pick it up. Some dogs will love going over the jumps and they won't need assistance like wings and stuff. And yeah, they'll just get on with it. And you're like, wow, that was quick. That didn't take long. Bang, right, okay. Let's raise the chute up. Let's put a ball on. Let's do this. Let's do that. And boom, they've got it.
Yeah.
Whereas other dogs, it's like, oh, okay, let's put the chute back down. Okay, let's use wings. Let's use props. Let's use this, that, and the other. And we try, and we try, and we try again.
Yeah.
So I think something that newbies would learn when they come to us is obviously we try and talk about every aspect of flyball, don't we? So I don't know if you remember when you first came 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We say in your taster session, we'll probably show you and tell you loads of stuff. You'll go home and you'll forget it all.
Yeah.
You'll be like, what did they just tell me? What have I just watched? It's a bit like one of them, isn't it? I don't know if you felt like that when you first came along.
I mean, I can't remember, to be honest. I can't remember a lot of things.
Yeah.
But
a bit like me.
Yeah.
What did I offer to you?
What was I saying again?
Exactly, yeah. Have you generally forgotten?
Yeah.
About newbies.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it is all, you don't realize sort of how much is involved and what goes on behind, you know, when you watch flyball, you just see these dogs running and coming back to their owners.
Yeah.
But it's what, you know, it's the hours and hours and hours of training that goes into these dogs, and you know, they're all very well cared for, and they're, you know, we treat them like our children.
We do, don't we? We do.
They are. I mean, I did tell my sons that, you know, Steve is my favorite child.
Aww.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
No.
Oh. Not very impressed.
That's nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 Yeah.
You do a good impression there, don't you? Nessa from Gavin's Estate. Oh.
It's almost unintentional half the time.
That time when I laughed about, you know, what competition was it? Finesse. And you were on the box for Millie. For Millie's racing.
Yeah.
And we were using, I can't remember which box we were using. I think it was Sean. We tend to name our boxes. I don't know if any other club does this as well. Of who's made the box or where we've got the box from. So we've got quite a few different boxes now. Mm. But this was a box that Sean had made us from Livewires.
Yeah.
And I think as Millie jumped on the box and triggered the box, I think the plunger shot forward.
Oh, it did. Oh!
You sort of put your hand up, you crossed your arms as if to say box fault, but then because it's only a single race,
I was like, oh no.
And then because I'd said to you I was near the box end at the side, I said, because you've raised your arms, box fault, like, don't touch the box.
Yeah.
That's one thing they say, isn't it, when you've got a box fault, don't touch the box. But it's just the way you went, oh! Oh! That was so funny. I've got that video somewhere.
Oh, no,
I'll send it to you. Yeah, it's really funny.
No, please don't.
So yeah, going back to newbies, so yeah, when they come along to a taster session with us, obviously we'll go through what flyball is, and some of us will start talking to them about this, that, and the other, and what they're actually watching at the minute, what we're doing, what we're training with the dogs, what we're looking for, why we're putting a strider in, why we're putting props in, you know, different things about what we're doing. And then before too long, I'll say, right, you get on the box now, on you get. And they're looking like, what? Huh? I'm like, yep, you stand on the box, you're the box loader now for, obviously won't throw them in for team straight away.
No, no.
That's a bit mean, isn't
it? Would
it?
Be, although we did do that to Hannah.
Did we?
Yeah, I think she was jumped on it pretty early. Yeah. I mean, she might.
Oh, at a competition, I think. Was it a comp? It was a BFA comp. We're like, oh, by the way, Louise isn't box loading today, is she? Like, what now?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to tell that she hasn't done it before. She's so cool and collected as a box loader.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a panicker.
I mean, I'd panic.
You think you've got about 3.5-4 seconds between each dog coming back down for another ball. If you don't get that ball in quick enough and the dog jumps on the box, boom, that's your hand gone.
Yes.
Flattened.
I think I'd managed to scathe my way through the race.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that. I probably would. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be some, you know, if you're sending the dog back.
Yeah.
You know, for faults.
Yeah.
I would get in a fluster and be like, oh God, which dog's coming?
Which dog,
oh God.
Yeah.
And which is silly because if it's just one light, you know who it is. And if it's two lights, they're coming in the order they ran anyway.
Yeah, yeah, well.
So,
hopefully.
Yeah. But my brain would be like, oh no.
Yeah, who's coming? But not also who's coming, which side are they on?
Yeah, and that would be it. I'd be gone.
Because then you know where dog one is because you've already put the ball in for dog one.
Yep.
But if dog two is faulted, you've got to try and remember where dog two's ball is going.
You have the pattern in your head, don't you? You know, knowing.
Something I do as a box loader as well for league is I tend to lean a little bit to the side where I know the ball's got to go next. So I've got the ball in for, say, Aura. So Aura's dog one. So when you stood on the box, Aura is to my right.
Yep.
And then Harper is dog two. So I know Harper is the same hole as Aura. And then any of the other dogs are on my left. So I'll know then when Harper's come in, I've got a red ball for Harper. She had red balls. So I have red ball in my hand ready behind my back. And I'll lean slightly to the right.
Okay.
That'll just remind me that that's the side I have to put the ball in.
Yeah.
And then I'll have Harper's red balls. If Harper has to rerun, I'll have them in my right pocket. So I'll know it's in my right pocket. Pull it out my right pocket to go in the right side of the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's just me. That's just the way I think. But, yeah. But yeah, we always like to give a challenge, don't we, to newbies to jump on the box and try, you know. And I think it's good, a good way of seeing if someone is definitely interested in coming and training with us, because obviously flyball's a team sport, isn't it?
Yep.
You can't do it just on your own. You need everybody there. You need your box loader. You need someone doing your props. You need someone doing your line. You've got obviously people running. You need someone collecting the tennis balls at the end, filming whatever. It's, you know, it's a team sport. I think.
Yeah.
That's definitely something in flyball that's important. So yeah, we like to throw them in, don't we?
We do.
With some little challenges and little things. And hope that we don't scare them off and that they'll come back. Yeah. So there we go. That's a little bit into newbies. So if you are thinking about a flyball journey with Conway or with any team, yeah, there's ways of finding out, isn't there? Your local teams. You know, you've got the two leagues, UKFL and BFA.
Yep.
And you can Google them, and each league's got like mentors, haven't they? You know, to help you find. But if you do want to find your local club, just Google them if you're in the UK, look them up, or send us a message. Just write on our socials, and we can point you out in the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other one that? Have you got it there? That
be sure not to handle fish suspiciously. Yep. So apparently this is part of a wider law that bans possessing salmon where it was taken, killed or landed illegally, and it also covers more freshwater fish. So next time you leave your local supermarket with a fillet of salmon or some trout in your grocery bag, make sure your face has no hint of suspicion.
I mean, I can't say well, I don't really eat a lot of fish anyway, but why would you look suspicious leaving the supermarket with your fish? Depends where you were carrying it, how you were carrying it out the supermarket.
So what
That's a funny one. Okay.
All right, can you guess what the last one is? I bet you can't.
Okay.
So it involves cows.
Okay. Okay. Something about I don't know. I know you can't milk a cow after it's 10 o'clock at night.
Nope.
Okay, go on.
So you cannot be drunk in charge of a cow.
Can't be drunk in charge of a cow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to be careful when you go home after then, aren't you? With your cattle on your farm,
I know.
you can't be drunk with a cow
No.
on the road. When you in the field, is that?
Well, let's have a look. You might think it was created to keep people safe and try to stop accidents involving these large, somewhat powerful animals from occurring. So I'm assuming this is back from a long, long time ago
Okay.
when, people had a cow for milking.
Okay. Okay.
That's just never been abolished.
That's a strange one, that, isn't it? Well, I'll be checking in with you next time on the farm, see if you're sober. And if you're not, Rachel, Nikki, she'll be breaking the law. You can have her for that one.
Yeah.
You cow. Oh, dear. That's funny.
There's a lot actually involving cows.
Okay.
Cow walking in the street in daylight is not allowed.
So I don't get that, because you need to cross the cows in the daylight from one field to another field. But say if your field's in Buckley and you need to get into a field in Llanfair, Pwll Gwengyll, Pwll go go go. I couldn't do it.
I mean, I don't think you're walking your cattle that far, Lou.
Quite far, innit?
That's very far.
Buckley to, well, I can't say this, I'll just say Slam the PG.
Yeah.
Joe's the one who can say that. Otherwise, it's Port Derek, Port whatever. I can't remember what did you say, Port
Port
Derek.
Dyke, Port Robert.
That's the one. That's the one. And you can also buy those as a notch now, can't you? We've got a Notch Flying Dogs collection with Notch. I've actually just ordered my bracelet.
I still haven't done it. I need to do
It
it.
should be coming, I think, tomorrow. It should arrive, so I'll I can't wait for that to arrive. I've ordered a couple of notches to go on the bracelet, so yeah, that'll be good.
Dare I ask which ones you've ordered?
Oh, have a guess. Got a few, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm trying to think which ones that you'd have possibly got.
Don't know if I can remember actually.
I wonder.
Oh, one of them, because I came up with that one from Newark. It was the time when we were at Newark and we were all sort of in our what we call dolmen for the evening, just settling down, and all of a sudden there was a big bang. And then everybody jumped up and we were like, what was that? What was that? Where did that noise come from? And it came from Stormy's. And then we went over to see if everyone's okay.
I know,
Which
yeah.
one is it?
Who shot Daryl?
Who shot Daryl? Hashtag. And I said, hashtag who shot Daryl? And that's where that one came from.
Yeah.
From Newark.
I would, for some reason then, when you said we were sat in the dolmen, I had Matthew in my
Oh,
head.
Matthew!
Yeah.
Matthew. Speaking about myth and moth, I think that could be another
Matthew.
one. I
Yeah.
think we'll have to get on to that. That could be another one. Oh, I'd have that one.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah,
That
moth.
was in, I want to say Rudfest
Yes, it was.
last year,
Yes, it was last
wasn't
year.
it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we were sat in the evening in the dolmen with our light up with the sun, your big light that we
Yes.
call the sun.
Yep.
The sun was up, the sun was shining, and all of a sudden, massive Matthew came flying in and frightened the life out of us all. And we were in hysterics then, weren't we, laughing about that little video
Yeah.
of that little boy
Named his
and
pet Moth, Matthew.
pet moth. Yeah, Matthew, so funny. If you haven't seen it, Google it and look up this little boy that's named his pet moth, because he's in absolute hysterics. I just think his laugh makes it as well. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So, thanks everybody for listening to episode 15. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
If you want to find out more about Flyball or want to find out where your closest team train, go to www.ukflyball.org.uk for the UK Flyball League, and for British Flyball Association, go to www.flyball.org.uk.
We are thrilled to tell you that in partnership with Notch UK, there is now a Flying Dogs podcast collection featuring notches relating to some of our favourite episodes. Use discount code FLYINGDOGS10 to bag yourself an extra 10% off. Instead of taking a commission, we've decided that a further 10% of any sales will be donated to Paws Off Duty, a local charity supporting retired police dogs in North Wales. Head over to the Notch website now and don't forget to use the discount code FLYINGDOGS10.
If you enjoy this podcast, leave us a review and don't forget to follow or subscribe. That way you get notified every time a new episode drops.